So it's a really large and deep portfolio that we have developed to manufacture. Like I said, we manufacture 40% of our sales in India, and the evolution of the strong manufacturing foundation over the years has helped also to deep root and develop a strong component supplier base in India. So that's really something that we are continuing to doubling down, and we'll see more of that coming in the next few years.
Hello and a warm welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, professionals, and philanthropists, of course, who are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, and of course, the little joys of life and work. Unusual Suspects streams on Earshot Audience, Spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, MoneyControl.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms and directories. In this episode, we will delve deep into India's burgeoning healthcare and medtech industry, which is expected to grow multifold in the coming years. Wipro GE Healthcare is leading this transition from the front, leaping through supply chain manufacturing issues for around three decades. To unpack what steps and strategies Wipro GE Healthcare is incorporating to help India with its vision of becoming a global medtech hub, we are joined by Shubha Nagesh, Managing Director, GE BEL, and General Manager, Integrated Supply Chain India, GE Healthcare South Asia. A certified Lean Six Sigma black belt with extensive experience in supply chain leadership, Shubha has held various roles in operations, lean strategy, quality, materials, and program management. Welcome to the show, Shubha. Delighted to have you.
Thank you, Gaurav. Likewise.
You know, Shubha, let's start off with a very basic and a fundamental question nonetheless, and try and understand both for me and also for our listeners about the journey of GE Healthcare in India. The company has been around for quite some time, and three decades is quite a long time in any corporate's operational. Talk us through the joint venture with Wipro and how has been the journey so far.
Thanks, Gaurav. So GE Healthcare's journey in India really started in 1990. We have two thriving joint ventures. Yeah, one with Wipro, India's highly respected conglomerate with a strong heritage brand and also a very shared ethics with GE Healthcare. And in 1997 with Bharat Electronics, as you know, the Navratna PSU, again, a very strong success story. Both partnerships are one of the most longest and successful in the region, making us one of the most premium and sought after medtech player in India, South Asia region. Yeah. We are the pioneers of localization and till date, the largest manufacturer of medical equipments and components from our four manufacturing sites in Bangalore. Of course, we serve both local needs extensively and also export and serve our global needs. Among our first to start healthcare R&D as well, we have 1,200 plus patents. And what we are really doing is revolutionizing healthcare, yeah, by improving both accessibility and affordability. It's a big part of our purpose. We've gained the widest reach and to the furthest corners across our 5,000 plus customer base in India. We cover a large network of districts. We have a presence in over 475 plus districts. And Wipro GE Healthcare is also served by a very large dedicated network of field engineers serving our customers 24/7. Our sales force, we have strong channel partners of over 140 plus, And behind all of this really is our greatest strength, our people. Our people who work passionately, tirelessly to design, make, and serve our purpose of creating a world where healthcare has no limits. And all in all, it has been a very, very fulfilling journey with patient-first approach, our ethos rooted in integrity, innovation, passion to solve for our customers, and really making healthcare a tangible reality in the remotest part of the world. And in India, we've seen this up close on how important and dire need we have. We thrive as an organization on lean philosophy. We promote value a flow to our customers and really turning challenges into possibilities.
Absolutely, indeed. Very well said and very well laid out vision and journey of WiproG Healthcare in India. My next question is about specifically about India's localization story, essentially because India is avowedly now trying to turn itself into a medtech hub. That is, we want to occupy a pole position in manufacturing of medical devices, as well as in the medical technology hub as a destination of medtech across the world, as a preferred global destination. Where does WiproG Healthcare fit into this story of India's localization story, Shubha?
Yes, Gaurav. So our vision really started 35 years ago when both design and manufacturing centers were set up to meet local needs. Since then, we have been steadily growing locally made equipment portfolio. So if you see today, 42% of our local sales are manufactured in our Bangalore plants. In addition, we have been deepening component manufacturing as well, from where we export 500 plus types of components, of which some of them are quite advanced and process intensive. Like we make CT tubes, X-ray tubes, high frequency generators, ultrasound probes, MR gradients, coils, OR patient tables. So we have through the years developed, in addition to not only making products and components in-house in our factories, but also close to 140 plus strong network of component suppliers in India, creating a significant value in the intersection of these partnerships. Yeah, partnerships with our suppliers, partnership with academies to develop, partnership with our R&D teams. So we are really thinking and going strong. So our vision and strategy is designing and curating products and services for local needs, and B, manufacture closer to customers. Yeah, and that is helping us take healthcare to the last citizen. Of course, affordability and accessibility, like I mentioned, it's a big part of our game to win, and also to be very precise and connected, right? Precision healthcare is, again, a strong strategy we have in our company, and how do we really connect? And that's the strong commitment and alignment that we have with India's universal healthcare vision as well. And WiproG really aims to be at the front and center of this movement by leveraging our global expertise in innovative medical technology and bettering the tools and combining the clinical outcomes, but also our local presence and prowess. Yeah. Just as an example, Gaurav, if I can say, look, we have launched numerous in India for India products over the years, starting from way back in the 90s, the Logic 100 portable ultrasound, to the more recent revolution HCTS, PET CT, Discovery IQ in the oncology space, Aspire CT, and many more actually. And being one of the largest global engineering and manufacturing hubs, both in India as well as across our GE Healthcare global positions, it has put us in a position to expand and scale up our manufacturing footprint to serve this increasing production need, and also to make accessibility strong for medical devices.
You know, Shubha, let's stick on to the same point, and particularly about India's medtech industry. Now, there's a definitive and a decisive shift from just cost arbitrage to innovation-centric manufacturing, and India, that you can see across the GCC space also, but particularly in the medtech space, we can see a lot of innovation taking place in India, solving fundamental problems for the world. So take us through some of the high-end medical devices that Wipro GE Healthcare is manufacturing in India, for India, and of course, for the rest of the world.
So Gaurav, like I said, we are based, our manufacturing sites are based in Bengaluru, and out of that, we have four world-class and very mature manufacturing sites, yeah, and 3 decades of rich manufacturing experience. So from a technology perspective, both in skill and the product knowledge, we have established processes that are very technical intensive and process intensive, like precision assembly, joining technology, surface preparations, very high vacuum and high temperature, high voltage processes, complemented by also advanced levels of automation and AI and IoT. And today we leverage this strong power and process strength to manufacture in all segments of diagnostic medical device space, like molecular imaging, be it CT, interventional, ultrasound, and patient care. So looking at the advanced products that we make in diagnostic imaging, we manufacture PET Discovery IQ CT system, Revolution Maxima CT, Revolution Aspire CT. We do also Revolution ACT, ACTS, so whole range of advanced CT systems. We also make Optima IGS 320 in the interventional side. We've kick-started to make Alia IGS 5 now. We make 1.5 Tesla MRIs. And in ultrasound as well, we manufacture Versana Premier, Essential, Versana Active, Vivid T8, Logic Series as well. And a whole lot of portfolio that we manufacture on maternal infant care and cardiovascular solutions too. That like the MAC 600s, MAC 3, MAC 5, Lullaby warmers, patient monitors, Coro 170. So it's a really large and deep portfolio that we have developed to manufacture. Like I said, we manufacture 40% of our sales in India, and the evolution of the strong manufacturing foundation over the years has helped also to deep root and develop a strong component supplier base in India. So that's really something that we are continuing to doubling down, and we'll see more of that coming in the next few years.
Absolutely. You know, the Indian medtech market, of course, is now currently valued about $12 billion, but is estimated and projected to grow significantly. It's likely to more than double in the next 5 years or so. So by the estimates suggested by 2030, we should reach about $30 billion. And, you know, India's market share in the global marketplace in the medtech space could be about 10 to 12%. That's quite a significant jump over the next 25 years, of course. So where does Wipro GE fit in here, and how are you leading this growth for India?
Yes, Toro. So medtech is a sunrise sector, yeah. And the biggest today, if you see the pen pressure from common man in our country, is in healthcare. And we are at that cusp of growth curve, and undoubtedly. At Wipro GE Healthcare, we are ready, we are hungry, and we have the backing of deep roots in R&D manufacturing infrastructure. And we are supported by a very passionate frontline sales and service force. And the decades of presence and pulse from the ground is helping us enable, understand the needs of the day so we can serve a wide range of strata of requirements from India and the world. And we have a very strong plan to execute here, Gaurav. And our preparation has always been with future in mind. We have, if you see, recently made multiple MOUs to advance medtech innovation with IIC, with AIIMS. We have AI innovation hub activities going on with Tata Memorial. We have set up state-of-the-art cancer research center, and we are working on additive technology for our products. And we have one of the largest software teams coding for the future. Yeah, and we've developed very strong partnerships to expand healthcare with PPPs, and we have the highest install base under this PPP with 350 plus equipments across many states, almost 22 states. So this deep resolve and commitment of growth to our patients and customers Gaurav is not only based out of the strong strength of readiness, technical skill, and otherwise, but it is also backed by a strong business commitment. Yeah, so and it's reflected in the recent announcement of Viproji Healthcare's intent to invest and grow local R&D and manufacturing to 8,000 crores. It will help us greatly accelerate our journey to serve, and we are very well prepared to embrace this growth that we are at the cusp of.
Shubha, tell us something about the challenges. Opportunities, of course, are there, and it's obvious. But what are the challenges that you face or the industry is facing when we speak about India's medtech industry? Because we need to make the most of this opportunity. And how can we overcome and surmount these challenges?
Gaurav, see, India, before I kind of spend time on challenges, a quick one, right? India has a great strength, right? We have a large, young, talented engineers and workforce. Recently, our policy-driven ecosystem has strengthened quite a bit. We have a strong spirit of innovation, Jugaad or Space Tech, and fastest growing economy, right? What we have to triple down is really on scaling up component ecosystem in the country. We have to enable a resilient supply chain, both electronics and areas like photodiodes that we use in detectors, rare earth minerals, and to boost the market, two areas to address this challenge would be really to further the incentivization of locally made, especially premium systems, which tend to be imported, and component PLI, both for MSMEs and large medtech companies like us with CapEx support. And I think we can do also better in bringing the fragmented supply chain together, create platforms to leverage. I think government machinery has such a large power, and we saw that in action during COVID. I think the acceleration in this area of really enhancing the manufacturing ecosystem will help us go a long way. That's one challenge. The other one is to improve and simplify regulatory coordination and reduce the burden on industry. Often we industry forums swim between different various agencies, both central and zonal, overlapping BIS, DOP, DGFT, MOHW, and multiple QCOs. Yeah. So fast tracking these and simplifying and aligning with global standards to help avoid the duplicate will support. In a larger view, if I have to say, beyond the industries, I think reforming and democratizing healthcare and really accelerating public hospital infrastructure, yeah, bringing reforms in public procurement, helping local content definitions expanded to some of the true domestic value additions like R&D, skill services. I think that will help boost both the common man as well as industries like ours. And I don't have to talk about AI and digital acceleration. Software is really eating the world. As an example, there is already a strong work going on Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission. But we can do and think of ideas of unifying portals like PNDT portals with Ayushman. So there is strong compliance and data accuracy. So the policy interventions will not only strengthen domestic manufacturing, but also ensure long-term competitiveness, innovation, and resilience. This is a rapidly evolving landscape locally and globally. I think overcoming these challenges would really help us go a long way.
Absolutely. Finally, Shubha, you know, Wipro GE Healthcare has been one of the beneficiaries of the medical devices PLI scheme. Briefly, help us understand how this scheme has actually helped catapult the medical device industry and opened up massive opportunities in India. Shubha.
Yes, Gaurav, I have to say immensely beneficial. While the vision for localization in healthcare is ambitious, it's definitely enabling a policy framework that has facilitated this transformative journey for us. In 2022, Gaurav, we set up Wipro GE Healthcare Medical Device Manufacturing Plant in Bengaluru again under this government's production-linked incentive scheme. That's aligned with Atmanirbhar Bharat as well. So the greenfield facility that we put up has 24/7 operations for manufacturing CT machines. We manufacture cath labs, scanners, patient monitor systems. So since then, we've been launching a lot of manufacturing of products. We have many products in the pipeline. We've already launched 21 different types of products. All new products are launched in this plant. And not only the healthcare sector, but the impact of PLI scheme can be seen across sectors, right? And that's really helping us transform India's manufacturing landscape. And we are quite excited and thankful that such enabling policies are helping catapult manufacturing to larger play fields.
Thank you, Shubha. Thank you so much for sharing your deep insights and perspective on a range of issues. Thank you so much for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Gaurav.